Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are joined by a distinguished member of the United States House of Representatives. His name is Don Manzullo. He represents and has done since 1992 the 16th District of Illinois. By virtue of his seniority, and I like to think his expertise, he is, among other things, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee's very important subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific. And we're catching up with him just after that subcommittee, under his leadership, held a hearing on a subject we think is of absolutely surpassing importance, namely China's monopoly on something called rare earth minerals. And the specific focus of the hearing were the implications for both U.S. foreign and security policy of such a monopoly. Congressman Manzullo, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It is terrific to have you with us. And thank you. Thank you for this hearing and the focus that you're bringing to, as I say, a most important topic. Tell us a little bit about the hearing, who you had as witnesses, and what you took away from it.
Well, at this hearing, Frank, we had as witnesses three people, or actually four people. We had John Galen, who is president of Danfoss. It's a Danish company that is involved in manufacturing equipment that's attached to other equipment for the purpose of only using the amount of electricity necessary for the original piece of equipment. So they make machines. For a better lack of word, actually monitor the amount of electricity that go in. And
so efficiency technologies, basically.
Yes, efficiency technology. Then we had Mark Smith, who is the president of Molycor.
Yeah.
It's the only company in the country that is presently mining rare earths.
Right.
And then we had a witness, Robert Strauss, who's vice president of Arnold Magnetic Technologies, and then a lady by the name of Christine Parthmore, who's with a very interesting think tank called the Center for New American Security.
Right. The subject is rare earth, and maybe we ought to back the lens up here for a second and start with what are rare earth minerals and why are they of concern to us that the Chinese might have a monopoly on them?
Rare earth minerals, it's not that they're rare. They're found in a lot of places. It's just that it takes four or five steps for the purpose of bringing them from the actual ore down to where they can be used. I mean, for example, gold, all you have to do is wash it with cyanide, and you end up with your product. But it's rare earth. It's from extraction through separation to oxidation, and then to fusing different metals together, and then to the actual manufacturing, if you want to go that far, of magnets. So it's a very complicated and costly process. And the rare earths are the rare earth elements. You see them on the chart that we were all familiar with from high school. They're used in a myriad of things, from cell phones to computers to automobiles to boats. And then the high end of the rare earths, you get into what's called the permanent magnets. And those permanent magnets are used in all the way from replacing bearings in motors to guidance systems. So
so a host of manufacturing for commercial and for military purposes.
Absolutely,
then,
absolutely.
And the subject of your hearing was clearly that there are implications for both our foreign and security policy arising from a dependency on China for these exotic, shall we say, materials. How acute is our vulnerability if they have, in fact, 97% of the world's market at the moment?
Yeah, China has 97% of the ores that are presently being mined, and about 35% of the capacity to mine these ores. But China is way out ahead on it, and what they're doing is China has the capacity to manufacture these high-end permanent magnets. The United States has. There are three sets of magnets that you can use, the permanent magnets, and that's really in the security end of it. But the high-end magnets are what's called a samarium cobalt and neodymium iron boron.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Well, let's say, listen, my degree's in political science. I have no science degree.
I'm impressed.
But the what it is these are alloys that are used essentially, for example, in Danfoss, the people testified they make high-end air conditioning chillers, and in the compressors, instead of having an oil pump, they have a centrifugal force that does the cooling, and that force is driven by these high-end magnets. And so what it means is that the future of all high-efficiency energy motors depends upon the availability of these high-end magnets. That's why they're absolutely important for new products coming out. And then for guidance systems and missiles, they're absolutely essential. So the United States is dependent upon China for the permanent magnets necessary for our drones and for any magnets, Tomahawk missiles, anything like that.
This is a peculiar situation, to say the least, and I think most Americans listening to this, Congressman Don Manzullo of Illinois, the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific of the Foreign Affairs Committee, again, I think would respond to this by saying, how on earth, no pun intended, how on earth did we get ourselves into this fix? You have obviously been tracking it for some time. Is it simply that we ignored what China was doing, or were there overriding considerations, economic or otherwise, that sort of suggested that this would be actually a good idea? I mean, how do we get there, and what do we want to do to fix this problem? I guess are the
Frank,
two principal
here's
questions.
Here's the problem on it. The shortage of rare earths has not been on anybody's radar screen until recently. And there are a lot of reasons for that. You don't sit around a coffee table or have a cocktail talking about rare earth minerals. It's not, it's just one
not, of not at most people's parties. That's
not
sure.
At most people's parties. And what had happened is that we used to have a company called a MagnaQuench located in Indiana that made these high end magnets, the neodymium iron boron. And a Chinese state-owned enterprise came in and decided to buy them in 2002. And so there's a committee called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States called
right.
CFIUS.
Yep, I remember well.
That has it's made up of several departments, and they're supposed to review any sale of an item that's considered to be critical. Or really important, and then come to conclusion either to go or not to go on the sale on them.
Particularly from a national security perspective, right?
That's correct. And what had happened was this was the only company in the United States making these high-end magnets, the neodymium magnets, and so our government signed off on it and said, well, if you stick around for 5 years and manufacture here, you'll be fine. And then 5 years, as soon as the Chinese bought the company, they started moving.
Hauling it out, right.
They started hauling it out, and that caused Molycor, the mining company in California, to essentially close down because they were selling their ores to MagnaQuench.
Right.
So,
Congressman, we're going to have to wrap up, but I just wanted to say another of those CFIUS issues was the question of whether the company then owning that Molycorp mine, Unocal, should have been sold to the Chinese, and we just narrowly averted doing that, too, which would have compounded the problem even further as to whether we might, diversify and bring back on stream some of our own sources of these rare earth minerals. Congressman Don Manzullo, I really appreciate the attention that you've been bringing to this issue. I hope that this hearing will be the first of a continuing conversation that we'll have here at Secure Freedom Radio with you, but also that you and your colleagues will be having about the necessity of corrective action in this space. And again, thank you for your service and the important light you're shedding on this subject. Keep it up, please.
Thank you, Frank.
Next up, a very moving story about the difference that body armor is making, not only to the mission effectiveness of our troops, but to bringing them home alive and what that might mean for you. Straight ahead. Up. We want to know what you think here at Secure Freedom Radio. Leave your comments or questions for us at 1-800-332-7131. That's 1-800-332-7131.
I went from a size 18 down to a size 5, and I was able to keep it off.
Angie had some serious challenges.
I had gone through a divorce and put on quite a bit of weight. There was an accident where I was put on a lot of medications, and I put on over 60 pounds. I tried every kind of diet, but diets just did not work.
Diets don't work is something they hear a lot over at the MetaSystem from Judy Singer.
I heard about Judy Singer's MetaSystem, and I thought, well, you know, couldn't hurt to call. And I called them up, and they told me all about the product, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try. From the first week that I was on it, I wasn't hungry a lot, and it was just amazing. Jumping about 3 months ahead, I dropped 63 pounds.
If you're ready for a natural product that cleanses your system and helps you lose fat, talk to a Judy Singer counselor about the MetaSystem. Call 1-800-711-JUDY. 1-800-711-JUDY. The MetaSystem from Judy Singer. Powerful, all-natural weight loss. 1-800-711-JUDY.